Hanley here for DraftKings.com. Start this football season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com. Do it right now. Use that promo code Chicago and you will play for free for shot at the $2 million prize in the week one $10 million millionaire maker. Enter Chicago right now for your free entry at DraftKings.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the season, along with Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with players and coaches, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The University of Illinois has fired football coach Tim Beckman after an investigation revealed that Beckman had discouraged student athletes from reporting injuries. Offensive coordinator Bill Cubitt will take over the team. The school will not have to pay Beckman the more than $3 million remaining on his salary and will not have to buy out his contract. Athletic director Mike Thomas says the search for a new head football coach is his to lead. And to the NFL, with Kevin White out following shin surgery and Alshon Jeffrey, Marquise Wilson, and Eddie Royal not practicing yesterday, it's looking like the Bears' top four receivers will be on the shelf for tomorrow night's preseason game number 3 against the Bengals in Cincinnati. Head coach John Fox says he wants to see his offense respond to adversity.
You know, the other team practices too. You know, in boxing, they go in with the idea they're going to win. But, you know, when they get hit in the mouth, is what? How do you respond? And it's a combative game, and you know, that's part of the training.
Fox also says he's not ready to rule Jeffrey Wilson or Royal out for tomorrow night's game. Big game for guys on the bubble as the Bears have to trim their roster from 90 players to 75 by Tuesday. To baseball, Cubs looking to get back on track after dropping 2 out of 3 to the Giants in San Francisco. Unfortunately, the Cubs go from facing Madison Bumgarner to facing Clayton Kershaw. Yasiel Puig injured his hamstring yesterday. No word on how long he'll be out. Puig missed 2 months earlier this season with the same injury. Cubs acquired struggling reliever Fernando Rodney to help out the bullpen yesterday from Seattle for cash considerations. On the South side, John Danks and Taijuan Walker will face off for the second time in a week as the Sox and Mariners play Game 2 of a 4-game set. Pre-game with Chris Ronji tonight at 6:35. Trace Thompson out of the lineup again tonight. And a fan was injured by a foul ball at a Phillies game yesterday, just hours after MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred spoke about increasing fan safety at that same park. Manfred said there's a chance that extra safety nets could be put up around the majors as early as next season. And finally, the Nationals' Denard Span out for the season after hip surgery. This scoreboard is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. And join the score is Nick Shepkowski tonight at Theory Bar in Chicago from 7 to 9 for a Miller Lite Take Me Out to the Ballpark appearance. Come out and enter for your chance to win White Sox tickets. The closing bell is brought to you by HLP Mortgage. If you're not in the threes, call HLP. The Dow finished down today 11 points. NASDAQ finished up 15 points. The S&P up 1 point. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein.
Boers and Bernstein, enjoy them.
Afternoons on the Score.
And I have some breaking news for you.
Cubs have added to their bullpen, picking up veteran Fernando Rodney.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Taking over in the inning is Fernando Rodney.
I was wondering if we'll see the bow and arrow.
If you wear your hat this way long enough, you think it's straight.
That's his little move, obviously, and then that little arrow thing he likes to do after a save.
Game over. Mariners win it 2-1. Shoot that arrow in the sky.
He looks at the sky, shoots the arrow, and then looks for it. Well, there's nothing there. It's the air arrow.
The Mariners win the game 2-1. Fernando shoots that arrow in the sky.
Where do you think this one's going?
It doesn't go anywhere. It's not real. It's an air arrow.
Look at Rodney shooting the arrow at the dugout of the Angels.
No, bro. It's real.
While Albert got to second base, Albert took the arrow out and shot it at the Angels dugout.
You went from blue beard to orange beard?
It looks like it.
Okay. Pirate-like is Fernando Rodney.
And this game is tied. Fernando Rodney can keep the arrow in his quiver.
He's got the kind of stuff you get out of both righties and lefties. A good fastball, an outstanding changeup. He's a great teammate. He's a lot of fun to have on the team, so I'm looking forward to that.
I just saw that your guy, Fernando Rodney, was just picked up by the Cubs.
By the Cubs, They may want to shoot arrows in another direction if he's not shooting them at the moon.
Rodney!
Boers and Bernstein.
Copy.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Fernando Rodney acquired by the Cubs in exchange for either a player to be named or cash, whatever they figure out. I'm sure it's not much of a cost to bring him in, seeing he'd already been DFA'd, but we'll see if this works out better than Rafael Soriano.
Yeah, I didn't see a whole lot of reaction on Twitter about it. A couple people were a little upset. Well, you know, one guy was angry that they brought in Dan Heron and he's a bust, and now you're going to bring in another bust in Fernando Rodney. But it doesn't hurt anything. Right.
They're just tinkering. They're just trying to figure out. Maybe
after the Soriano, you know, mess, whatever, fine. Just, if he gets better, and you never know. I mean, the guy had, what did he have, 40 saves last year? 40 or 50? I mean, he had a lot of saves. I'm pretty sure Tanny was involved in getting him here to Chicago.
And Will Met, this is Sam on the Score. Hi,
Hi, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I think, honestly, my one issue with the Beckman situation, obviously I'm not a huge fan of Beckman. I don't know if anybody is, but I don't think he did anything out of the ordinary that's a college football issue. I think that that's why the players and the coaches, they weren't that surprised. What bothers me is that this was used as an excuse, I think, by an athletic director that I don't really trust anymore to get out of $3.5 million to, and my other side is legitimize the report of the women's basketball team and say, okay, the national media was saying that they didn't trust those findings because they hired the law firm. But now you can say, well, we had another report come out from a law firm that we now use that was negative, and so now it legitimizes the more serious issue. And I wouldn't surprise me if they fired him for those political reasons as opposed to if he actually deserved to lose his job. I think Mike Thomas was looking for any reason to get rid of him because I don't think he liked
him.
No,
he wasn't. He wasn't, because I know for a fact, Sam, that there are people who have been leaning on Thomas to fire Beckman for weeks and months. He's been, if anything, he's been dragging his feet on this. If anything, that's been the last bastion of protection for Tim Beckman has been Mike Thomas. It's part of what has so fractured the Board of Trustees is you had people saying, why is this idiot still employed? After the initial allegations came in from more than one player and backed up by other players, for some that was enough. Rather than trying to conduct some phony, baloney, and expensive internal investigation, believe the players.
Right.
Simply say, we have no reason to doubt. You call Beckman in. You have the player there. Did this happen? Did this happen? Did this happen?
Well, and the whole reason why it took this long was Mike Thomas protecting himself as well. I mean, I didn't know this was going on. I'm shocked. I'm angry. They interviewed 90 people. They went through 200. And here, I just find this out earlier this week. This is what was going on.
That's
he's got to go.
Tremendous culture.
Right, he's very proud of it. Very proud of the culture they have there.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Jake is in Carpentersville and is on the Score.
Hey, guys. I guess just credit to you, Dan and Terry and Matt. You guys have been on this story now for a while, and I think we all kind of saw this coming, or we were hoping it was going to be coming. But my question is, you probably can't get a coach without getting the athletic director first, and no credible coach and his agent or people are going to be looking at working for Mike Thomas if they have any sense. So, I mean, do you get rid of Thomas right away, or do you ride it out till after the season? How do you go about doing this to kind of reboot and start fresh and do it the right way?
Well, you know, keep in mind from what Mike Thomas said at the press conference, as far as he's concerned, he sounded pretty authoritative in saying it. It's his search to conduct. and that he won't conduct that search for a few months away. And, you know, Bill Cubitt, if he wants it, he'll be involved in that as well.
Well, I think probably what you do is the people above Mike Thomas would be beginning the process of looking for a new AD.
I hope so.
You have a shadow search that's going on there. But again, we don't even know who would be in charge of that.
Right.
Because they're trying to figure out who's running the university amid all of the other scandals that are ongoing.
So who's Mike Thomas's supervisor? He mentioned
he
that
said
he,
the president, right?
No, he said, well, exactly. Is that what he said? Because I know he said supervisor. He goes, I talked to my supervisor and the interim chancellor after he said a variety of people. Who's his supervisor?
He talked to a variety. Well, he gave, I believe it was the interim chancellor. Was it? It was a woman's name, and I forgot. I didn't write it down off the top of my head.
Oh, so was he saying my supervisor, the interim chancellor? Is that who his supervisor would be? I don't even know.
But the caller is right in that no coach of any standing whatsoever wants to come into this as long as Mike Thomas is there.
Right.
You ride out the season with Bill Cubitt. You try to make sure, if you're above Mike Thomas, you just try to make sure it doesn't get too far down and too close to becoming a hire. Maybe you have him vet candidates for you. Maybe that can't hurt. But say, but we've got to see all your reports.
I think it can.
We've got to know everybody you're talking to. And that way, after you fire Thomas, you still have a list of people interested in the job. I don't even know. Maybe even after you get rid of him, who's interested in the job. Who wants to be AD?
Right. I don't want him involved in the coaching search in any capacity. Whether it's just vetting.